Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Dalad. The Gemara over here in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalad and Aleph talks about the story of Achan. In times of Yeshua and the Bnei Yisrael conquered the city of Yericho, and Yeshua made a cheirin, and he said that all the possessions of the people of Yericho that were conquered in this Muhammad are aser, they're muhram l'gvoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's aser for anyone to have ano. And the pasuk says that Achan went and he was over an iser, and he took from the cheirin that he was not supposed to, and because of that, in the next battle, when the Bnei Yisrael fought against the city of Ai, they lost the battle. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yehoshua, the reason why they lost the battle was because somebody was mofin the cheirim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yehoshua who it was. Instead, he told Yehoshua to make a geirul, they'll make a geirul, and from through the process of the geirul, he will discover who was the one who was mofin the cheirim, who was the one who actually had the hanok. And the pasuk goes on, and the pasuk says that they performed the geirul, and they discovered that it was Achan. And the Gemara earlier brings that Yehoshua told Achan after they discovered, based on this geirul, that Achan was the one who had taken from the cheirim. So he told him to be moida. They told him, he said, "Tain toida," that he should admit that he took it. And eventually, Achan did admit that he took it. And the end of the story was that the Gemara says over here that Achan was killed. The question is, what ability was Yehoshua able to kill Achan? Even granted that the Aveira that Achan did would warrant that he will be Chayiv Misa, that the Aveira that he did was so severe that he will Taka be Chayiv, but we know the halacha is that in order for a bezdin to give somebody misa, the Gemara says you need eidim, you need two witnesses that saw that it happened. You need hasra, and it seems that all these things did not happen over here. There were no witnesses that saw Achan take from the cheirim, and there was no hasra. Instead, all we have is we have a bira. That Yeshua performed a geirul, and based on this geirul, based on this raffle, they were able to determine that Achan was the one who actually took from the geirul, from the cheirim. But it seems like a very unusual thing to condemn somebody to misa and to kill him based on a geirul. And the other option is to say that even though there was originally a geirul, but the pasuk says that Yeshua told Achan that he should admit that he was over. And the pasuk says that Achan eventually did admit that he actually took from it. However, we know the halacha is that if somebody's moida, the fact that if somebody admits that he performed an aveira upon which the punishment of this aveira is getting killed, we don't punish the person. Again, if there are no edim, and there's no astra, the fact that the person himself admits that he performed this aveira is not enough to actually give him nisa. So the question remains, through what ability was it possible for Yeshua to kill Achan? So there's an interesting discussion over here that the mentioned over here on this Gemara under Rishash, and it's also mentioned in the Chavis Yor in Simen Samach Aleph, and they both say that it is possible to determine somebody's guilt in regard to Dinei Nefashis in order that he should be killed based on a Goyro. This is the Chiddush of the Chavis Yor, and the Chavis Yor says that the fact that somebody that we agreed to make a Goyro, and this Goyro and a certain person's name or a certain object came up through the Goyro, that is proof that it is absolutely true. That is that the Goyrol is 100% is good proof that it's absolutely true, and therefore it is possible to actually condemn somebody to Misa that he should be killed based on a Goyrol. So the Chavis Yor and the Rishash over here say that it is that the Goyrol is an absolute proof. The fact that we performed the raffle and we were able to discover that Ochan was the one who was actually Chai Misa, and that is enough of a proof. In fact, we find an even bigger chiddush that's written in the Sefer Chassidim in Simon Tovresh Ayin Tes, who says that it's possible to determine that a person is guilty and deserving of Misa, even Bizman Hazeh, based on a Goyro. In fact, the case of the Sefer Chassidim is similar to the case that's described in Sefer Yoyna. We know in the Sefer Yoyna, Yoyna goes on a boat, and there was a big commotion, and the boat is about to sink in a big storm. And it says over there that the sailors, they made a girdle, and the girdle came up on Yoyna, and therefore Yoyna said, you should take him and throw him into the sea. And once you throw him into the water, they will know that the rest of them will not be killed. And we find that that's taka what happened. They threw him into the yam, and then the boat was saved. So the Sefer Chassidim says that if a person finds himself in a similar situation, he's on a boat, and it's very dangerous, and they want to know why this person is, why this boat is going to sink, and something bad is going to happen to them, the people are allowed to make a gyro, and whichever name comes from the gyro, they're even allowed to take the person who comes from the gyro and throw him into the sea. And then we find that the Sefer Chassidim is saying that you're allowed to rely on the truth of the girl, that the girl is min hashamayim, is actually coming and telling me from min hashamayim that that this person is the person who deserves to be killed, and you're actually allowed to cause his death. You're allowed to take him and throw him into the yam. And the Sefer Chassidim over there seems to say that works even bizman hazeh. However, the Knesset HaGdolah says it cannot be. The Knesset HaGdolah is in the Choshen Mishpat, Simen Kufayin Gimel, says very clearly, Chas V'Shalom, we do not rely on a Goyrol to prove that a person will be Chayiv Misa. And in fact, the truth is that the Sefer Chassidim himself seems to contradict himself, because later on in Simen Tovshin Aleph, he seems to say the same exact story about people that are on a boat. And he says, it's also, you're not allowed to make a girdle to figure out who is responsible and throw that person into the sea. So there is a contradiction in the Sefer Chassidim himself, what the Sefer Chassidim holds, if a person is allowed to make a girdle, a person is not allowed to make a girdle. But it seems that the consensus of the Paiskim is not like the Chavis Dior, and not like the original, the first stickle in the Sefer Chassidim. Instead, the Paiskim say that the only way that a Goyrol can work, we find certain situations in Halacha, that we are allowed to rely on a Goyrol when we're splitting up land between different Yershim, like it says over there in that previous mentions, Simen Kufayin Gimel and Choshen Mishpat. Over there, the reason why a Goyrol works is that the when two people, they make an agreement, that we are going to abide by the rules of whatever the Goyrol tells us, whatever the Goyrol says, that whoever's piece of land comes up on this, comes up for me and comes up for you, then that is an agreement. A Goyrol does not reveal the Ratzon Hashem of what the truth is or what Hashem really wants to happen. Not like the way the Chavis Yor understands. Instead, the only way a Goyrol works As a geirul works, if both parties agree to perform a geirul and abide by whatever the geirul ends up telling us, and then in such a situation, a person is obligated to abide by the results of the geirul, provided that the geirul was performed properly and that the wasn't performed improperly, and that nobody tampered with the conditions that were necessary to make the geirul. So therefore, based on that, and place can say we cannot rely on this halacha and say that the reason why Achan was killed was based on a geirul. Instead, we have to say, like the Rambam over here says in Pirush HaMishnayos, and in fact the Rambam says it in Hilchos Sanhedrin in the end of the Perek Ches, that the Rambam says very clearly that this day Yeshua killed Achan was a hayrusha. It was a special psak halacha that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you're allowed to kill Achan. And in fact, we can add based on the Rishash, although the Rishash says that it's clear from the Plukim that Hashem told Yeshua to make a geirul, and the implication was that whichever name comes up in the geirul, that's the person who's chayiv, and therefore you could rely on the geirul and kill him. That's not the pshat that we see from this pasuk that a person is always allowed to make a geirul and rely on the results of the geirul. Instead, what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Yeshua that the person who was responsible is Achan and you should kill him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whichever name comes up from the geirul, I am telling you that you should kill him. That means to say that it's true that there was a geirul, and there was a necessity for Hashem required Yeshua to make a geirul, and it's true that there was a hiru hashah that the person responsible should be killed. So therefore Yeshua understood that whichever name comes up through the geirul over here, the Torah is, Hashem is commanding Yeshua that he should take that person and kill him. Therefore Yeshua had to go and make a geirul, and through the geirul he discovered that Achan was the person who was responsible, and now we have a hiru hashah that says that this person, this Achan, whose name came up through the geirul, the Torah said that in such a situation, you are mechuyif to kill him.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.